Welcome to the next show, well, this night's show of What the Hell. Anyways, what we got? Oh yeah, don't forget to check us out in MP3 Spy chat room. Or if you don't have that, then get it. Or go to the IRC undernet server, Rant Radio Channel. You can also ICQ me at 1-9-8-6-6-8-5. That's 1-9-8-6-6-8-5 if you have ICQ. This nightmare on, whatchamacallit, MP3 Spy. The reason it says the DJ is psycho is because you have to refresh a few times. It's a little slower in MP3. I'm not sure why it does that. It'll smarten up soon. Alright, what else we got? Okay. If you have something to say and you want me to play it on the show, then you can send me a WAV file or an MP3 file. You can put your rant in and I'll play it. You can ICQ it to me at 1-9-8-6-6-8-5 or you can email it to me at dpollen@home.com. All right. Here's the other thing. If you ICQ it to me, then I'll play it during my show. Otherwise, it won't be on until the next show or during the week or something because I won't be checking my email during the show, probably. So, what we're going to do... Oh, and Sandman, sorry, man. Sumerian didn't send me your file, so I won't be able to play it. I don't know why, but... actually, he's not home right now, so that's why I didn't get it from him. Otherwise, I'd be playing it. If he comes back in the middle of my show and sends it to me, then I will play it. All right. Okay. First off, we're going to start with evolution. Everybody fucks this up. Even the people that are supposed to be, you know, telling you how it works and what the fuck, you know, evolution, how it is and what happens with it on a TV show, whatever. Yeah, okay, ICQ it to me, Sandman. He's going to send me, he's got some rant on smoking, and I'm going to play that. Okay. So, evolution. Everybody, when they talk about evolution, they make it sound as though, let's see, they make it sound as though it's planned, like your body decides to change because something happens and you have to adapt. And how would I set up my own station? Okay, yeah, we can help you with that, but not right now. Okay, so they all talk about it as though it's planned, like there's some master plan, and when the ozone layer disappears, all of a sudden our skin will get really thick and we'll be able to protect ourselves from it, or something stupid like that. When evolution, okay, here's the deal. This is what happens. There's the world and stuff, right? And then stuff happens on the world, and there's all these creatures living on the world. And what happens is, say, you've got a bunch of people and they've got, you know, penises on their head. Alright? Now, it's not very attractive, so they're not likely to get much sex. So they're not going to have children, and then, you know, they don't get to have any kids, and so their genes aren't passed on. That's not a very good example, because that's humans, all right? This is a real example, okay? You've got, yeah, dickhead. Okay, so in England, around the Industrial Revolution, there's these moths, and they used to be white. But just around that time, just out of fluke, there was like a change. Some of the moths started coming out black for whatever, their genes changed, whatever, alright? And the white ones got almost all wiped out because all the soot from the Industrial Revolution made everything black. And so these black moths, which are they're the same thing, only they turn black, they just happen to have some mutation. And so they had an advantage. But it wasn't that they planned it that way. It wasn't like the moths all got together and said, all right, guys, now what we got to do is we got to turn black so that we don't get killed when all the soot lands on everything. No. And that's the way they talk about it. They go, they'll be like, oh, yes, the jaguar's claws are designed so that when he grabs you by the face, he can rip it directly off right down to the bone. No, he has claws, and he can do that with his claws, but they weren't. They're not there because to do that. He just does that with them. Like a bio teacher. Alright. So, I was listening to Sex, Lies, and Audio Tape on, I think it was Z95.3 a few years ago. And they were talking about pubic hair, and they were trying to figure out whether pubic hair was there to whether it was so that it looks better, because their conversation, they had these three different things. It is it there to keep your balls or your, you know, your genitalia warm, or is it there to look good, or just to give you something to look at, or whatever, I don't know. So, they had the same problem. They decided that it was there for a reason. No, if you think it looks good, then hurrah, but it's just there. It's not there for a specific reason. Nobody put it there. It just happens to be there. If you're talking in terms of evolution, all right? You believe in creation, then obviously you don't care about evolution. But the idea is that it's just there. So suck it. All right, I got some notes here. I got a review to make sure. Oh, okay. The reason this came up was Sumerian, the station manager, decided to tell me today that human hands weren't made to use a keyboard. So that's where I started freaking out on them, going nuts. More so than I am now. Because, no, human hands weren't designed to type on a keyboard. They weren't designed at all. Okay, on to the next topic. How much time we got here? 12 minutes, huh? Gun laws. Okay, gun laws. In Canada, unlike the States, I don't think there's anything in our charter, I don't remember anyways, about, right to bear arms. But it's the same sort of deal, alright? The idea is that we were able to carry guns, and now they want us not to carry guns. Now, I don't even have a gun. But the idea behind having a gun, it's pretty scary, you know, if you think of how easy it is for people to have guns, and how easy it is to kill each other. But there's always been a price for freedom, right? Like, in this particular case, it happens to be that, well, if we have guns, then people are going to do bad things with them. That's just the way it is, right? If you take away your freedoms, you can make this place really safe if you want to become a bunch of fascists, right? You just have everybody monitored, you have, Big Brother watching. I know that's typical, that sounds like it's typical from the communists, but communists are just fascists and they call themselves communists. So, you've got everybody watched, and nobody can do anything and get away with it. So, that's fascism. But there'll be no crime if you do it. If you go crazy and have cameras everywhere and watch everyone and keep control of absolutely everything, then there'll be no crime. But do you want that? You want to be live in a fascist state? No. You want freedom. And the price of freedom is crime. And having guns, alright, I went off topic a little bit here. that the reason that we should still have guns... Okay, now I'm not a conspiracist guy like Sean, which some of you might have heard earlier today. But the fact is, just because our governments are great now, and we can bitch about them all we want, but they're pretty fucking good compared to what they have been, okay? Just because our governments aren't that great now, just think how bad they were in the past. And don't think that they won't get that way again. Right? It's not a matter of will our governments fuck us around, and will they crash and burn, and will things get worse. It's not a matter of if, it's when. I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. Not really. But it could. And the fact that your government could become whatever, something you don't want, and we make laws now saying you can't have guns. Why? Because, oh, well, because some people are getting killed. Well, you know, in the future we might need them, or our descendants might need them, just to defend our way of life, just to defend our freedom. So that's why I think we should still be able to have guns. Besides, they're kind of fun to play with. All right. Hey, incidentally, if anybody wants to say anything to me on MP3 chat, MP3 spy chat, or IRC, go right ahead. It's the right to bear arms or the right to arm bears.
That's pretty funny, buddy.
Speak up. Am I not loud enough? I'll fix that in the break. I can turn my mic up just a little bit. All right. So, when we come back, I'm gonna have a break now. And when we come back, I'm gonna play a file I just received and talk about Pavel Bure a bit. And that's it. Grant Radio, the Grantier. Radio, the crunchiest sounds on the net.
during the What the Hell Show. No jive, no twist, no monkey, no slam, no mosh, no break, tap, waltz, jig, and definitely no swinging Charleston. Unless I'm not correct, in which case you can do whatever you want. Run Radio is all gay.
Hey, I think I'm back. I got one more song for you. This freaking playlist, it always screws up on me. I don't know what's wrong with it. It does this every time. Now, if I can just remember who the song is by. Oh, there we go. No, we don't. Where the fuck is it? I know it's here somewhere. What? It's, God damn it. Okay, well, I guess you guys don't get to hear this cool song. I have to play it. I have to. Unless, maybe I deleted it. What do you mean, oh shit, he's back? Here. Every P I say, but everything else is alone. feck. Alright, well, now I'm going to play for you guys. I'm going to play the WAV file that I got from Sandman. This is what he has to say to us.
I just got one rant. Smoking. What the hell's wrong with this country when you can't go and just have a nice smoke anywhere you want to? I mean, it used to be you'd smoke just about anywhere. Nowadays, you can't even smoke when you go to a damn restaurant. Now, obviously, I'm living in California here, which you can't even smoke outside damn near. I mean, what the hell is wrong with smoking? It's just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I smoke. I enjoy smoking. I get lung cancer. Oh, well, who cares? It's up to me. You know, if you don't like the smell of my smoke, then get the fuck away from me. Just leave me alone. Quit fucking bothering me. I'm going to smoke until I die, and I'm probably going to live longer than you, so shut the hell up.
Hey. All right. I don't smoke, but whatever. See? That's the kind of crap that I'll let you guys play if you send me files. Anything. Okay, well, now, hey, and I'll give that to James, or, I mean, Sumerian, and I'll get him to play that on when he's playing his show, and he'll do it. So, there you go. You get heard on Rant Radio. Flipping heck. Okay, Pavel Bure. Pavel Bure, he's, you all know him, he's this great hockey player. He was on the Canucks, and he stopped playing, like, what, at the beginning of the year. He said, no, I'm not playing anymore, I asked to get traded a long time ago, blah, 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 blah. Get lots and lots of people saying, yeah, well, you signed a contract, so you have to live it out, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is my little point. Now, I don't know squat about hockey, but from my point of view, this is what he's saying. He asked to get traded years ago, and they said, no. that's not true. They said, yeah, we'll trade you. You know, they baited him along. They said, yeah, sure, we'll trade you, and then when he turned his back, they just sort of laughed, I guess, because they didn't bother doing it for years. And so I'd be pissed off too. What are you going to do? Just take it up the ass forever? No. He decided to do something about it. I don't know if I would have done it. And obviously he thinks that Keenan's gone now too. I don't care if he's out of here. I think he's a great player, blah, blah, blah. But fuck, what is he going to do? Just take it forever? I don't think so. From his point of view, and that's all that matters, is this is how he saw it, right? It's like they gave him lip service, and he wanted to leave a long time ago because of some shit they said about him. So the idea that he broke his contract, well, that goes the other way. They broke their contract with him. I was talking to Bill Good. He does a talk show. I called up. It was fun. He told me he wasn't buying my story. Anyways, one of his excuses was that last year they encouraged him to play and get his 50 goals so that he can make extra money. Well, what the hell does that have to do with getting him out of here? No. And they actually said, yeah, well, we want him to get this, we want him to get this, 50 goals, because then he gets extra money, right? He had in his contract that he gets $8 million instead of $5 if he gets his 50 goals in the year. So now he gets the extra $3 million, and now he's harder to trade. They said that. They said that last year. They said, yeah, we hope he gets it, because then he'll be harder to trade. Well, that doesn't sound like a club that wants to trade him, right? So, suck it. Anyways.
That's all I have to say about that.
I'm running out of stuff to say really quick. What day was that? On the Bill Good Show? I'm not sure. Can't remember. It was probably Monday or Tuesday. Excuse me. Okay. The Canadian federal government was coming up with a new tax scheme for actors. Basically, foreign actors, which means Americans, because, well, who the hell else is going to come here and act? I guess they can come from Europe, whatever. And they were going to, instead of charging 15% taxes, they were going to charge them 50%. We'll just take half your paycheck. And so there's this big scare in BC, because it's, you know, like we've got, you know, it's not like Hollywood or anything, but there's a fair amount of films being filmed up here because of the dollar and blah, 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 blah. So it's cheap for them to film up here and blah, blah, blah. And because of that, there's a ton of jobs, not just for Americans, but for, like, Canadians who are, like, support and blah, 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 you know, holding off the fans and plugging in the fans and whatever, right? It could have been Wednesday, psycho. Okay. And, so they're all going to, you know, not bother coming here anymore. If you got to pay 50% tax, I'd be leaving. I love Canada, but I wouldn't stay here if I had to pay half my taxes in you know, income tax. So, they're freaking out, and they're getting really pissed off. But it's not much of a story now, because they actually changed their minds. Which is pretty impressive, really. I mean, you know, governments usually are too pig-headed to back down on shit like that, so whatever. Okay. Another thing, there's this guy, he's in court suing he's suing his friend. They were both drunk, they went out drinking, and got smashed. His friend's driving, gets in a car accident. Right. And now buddy who's suing him, the passenger, is in a wheelchair. Alright, you know, that's shitty, you get stuck in a wheelchair. But fuck, the guy driving is going to jail for drinking and driving. Now he can't say, oh, my excuse for drinking and driving is that I was drunk and I was too stupid not to drink and drive. No. Right? Like, you guys aren't going to buy that, right? Like, nobody is going to buy that, well, I was too drunk to know that I shouldn't drink and drive. So, why is it okay to use that excuse as the passenger? Oh, well, you know, I was too drunk not to know to drive with a drunk driver. Well, fuck you. Screw you, pal. If you're going to drink and drive, if you're going to drive with a drunk driver, then you just lose all your rights for doing it. You get all your rights for suing someone. let's see. Mob just sent me a message saying, I was on your radio station for a while and now I think your music rocks. Can you help me open a station? You could get some help from someone, yeah. Either me or someone else that could help you out a bit. I'm not as knowledgeable. I'm kind of the leech. But someone, if you email James, he might be able to help you, or just talk to someone on the IRC or in the chat channel on MP3 Spot. Okay. Also, if you're interested, we're looking for DJs. So, there. Answered that one. What were they talking about? If he was that drunk, how did he find his car? Well, he drove into a parked truck. What the fuck? He didn't even hit someone who was driving. Oh, man. Okay. So, that's my little bit on that. I don't think you should be able to sue someone who got in a car accident and you willfully got into the car to drive with them, right? If you're drunk and you drive with a drunk driver, it's your fault. You just asked for it. Poo on you. Okay. I'm going to play something else for you, but it's just me more talking.
All right. I'm a courier. I work for Loomis Couriers downtown Vancouver. And obviously, I have a lot of buildings I have to deliver to. The worst one, I think, I call it the worst tonight because I have to talk about the worst building in the show. So, the building topic tonight is 1200 Gerrard Street. It's on the corner of Gerrard and Davie in downtown Vancouver. First of all, it's in the worst area of my route where there's no parking anymore. So, obviously I park it now. I left nobody here. But you'll get idiots, and they can park on one side of the alley, and two people will be able to park. Or you can park on the other side and not be able to get into your car, for one thing. And then only one person will be able to get out. Constantly you'll get these idiots who aren't supposed to be parking in the alleys anyways. They'll be fucking they just pull over. They don't even think. They don't think about anyone else but their own fucking selves. They're like taxi drivers. They're Satan worshippers from hell. Maybe that's a little far to go, but. Taxi drivers, worshiping Satan. Whatever. Okay. So, you get beyond the parking. You get up to the building. I've got this big cart full of boxes because this building is full of doctor's offices. All they order is, you know, their napkins and putting syringes and gloves and all that crap, or antibiotics. So, we get up to the door. I can't even fit my cart into the one door. No big deal, you know, just whoever built this building thought about it. They went, maybe someone will have a big shipment into this building. And they do. However, the jackasses in charge of the building decided to bolt the second door shut so it can't be squashed with it. What a wonderful man. Anyways, so I have to unstack my hand cart, bring it in through the door, then stack it up here. It's a wonderful tour. I mean, I hate this building to begin with, so it's great to think to have all this stuff to work with. So I walk up to the elevator. I'm the first one in. But rather than standing right in front of the elevator with my big stack of boxes, I stand in the way. I'm trying not to be too much of an asshole. So I stand in the way so people can get out of the elevator, right? Because I fucking hate that. What's worse than having somebody try to push through you to get onto the elevator when you're trying to get off? What the hell? That's the stupidest thing. Anyways, I'll talk about that later. So I'm out of the way. I'm trying not to be a dink. And this little old lady comes up. And she's got, her oxygen mask and all this stuff. I guess she's half dead. And so she looks at me and she's like, "Well, I'm getting out of this purse." And this big crowd of people come up and they push their way up. And of course, they all make a lineup in front of me. They're like, "Oh, the guy at the box is right there. He'll just have to reach up the next elevator." Yeah, well, there's only one elevator working because the other one broke. Constantly it's fucking elevator. Anyways, every day it's broken. So these people, they line up in front of me, the elevator door opens up, the little old lady pushes her way up, and it's quite funny, although I still pissed off that she thought she was more important than the elevator than me. So she pushes her way up the elevator. All the other people push their way on. I'm going to the front floor first, by the way. So then I get on last. All these people are blocked in, and they're all looking at me like I'm some jerk because I'm blocking them in with my boxes. And I'm going to the tent floor, and they're all going to fight their way past me. And who wants off first but this little old lady that insisted on being the very first person into the fucking elevator? Kind of kills me for this stuff. Anyway, the days that I don't have, the travel office, and I just have an envelope, it's almost always for the Italian consulate. The people there are cool, but I guess because it's a consulate, they decide that they have to lock their door and stair lock. Every other floor in the building is unlocked. I could work to have an envelope an envelope for me rather than for the elevator, which is really neat. So, of course, the only floor that I ever have elevators for, envelopes for, is locked. So, I can be left the building, even more so. Isn't that kind of a sweet place to be?
Hey, sorry about that little break. I'm gonna send you on a break now. Listen to some music. I know you guys are bored with what I have to say, so here we go.
Has this ever happened to you? Has Henry Rollins ever come up to you and said,
"Shit the fuck there, shut the fuck up"?
This never need happen again once you order your Rand Radio t-shirt. Not available in small, medium, large, extra large, black, white, sleeveless, or turtleneck. Rand Radio t-shirts. If you can find one, you can wear one.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I'm supposed to give a shout-out to Mob. So, here we go. Mob! How you doing? Now we can close this ICQ message. Sorry that took so long. Alright. Now, what were we talking about last time? This is going to be a short little bit because I have some more music to play. But I don't have much left to say anyway, so it's good. Oh no, very little in fact left to say. I have another pre-recorded sort of a rant, but I don't get excited enough. There's something about sitting here talking on the mic to people on the internet. It's just very difficult for me to freak out. And let me tell you, I get pretty excited about almost nothing. That is to say, it doesn't take much to make me go, wah! Anyways, I heard a funny commercial on the radio. It was for a hydroponic store. You know, like they sell shit for growing pot. I mean, plants and herbs and stuff inside. And it went something like this. Come to Hydroponics R Us, Gary. For all your hydroponics needs, we have everything, including our new line of spy equipment with indoor and outdoor surveillance. What the fuck? I wonder what that's for. Okay. People at work. I'm a courier. I told you that before, in case you guys weren't listening before. or in case there's someone new here. By the way, if you're new, you can send me a message on ICQ at 1-9-8-6-6-8-5. That's 1-9-8-6-6-8-5. Or you can join us on the IRC, Undernet server, Rant Radio channel. Or if you're, you can check us out on the MP3 Spy and talk to us there. Like you can automatically get into the server. Just a sec. Someone's trying to say something and I'm fucking it all. Can't do three things at once. Okay, do you have a record these to 20-bit rate, or does Showcast desize it automatically? Okay, what you can... Oh, sorry about breathing in. Okay. What Showcast does is you just play it, and it automatically sends it at whatever rate. I've got 20 kilobits. That's what I'm sending it out at, so that people on modems can actually hear me, too, if they're listening. But... I'm transmitting right now my line recording. It says 704 kilobits per second, 44 kilohertz. That's what it's recording it as. It's just crazy. It doesn't matter what you play. You can play directly off a CD, actually. All you do is stick your CD in and press play, and it'll start playing. The problem is my CD-ROM, my sound card, I don't have a sound blaster, and it says, it shuts off sound when it starts recording. It won't let anything play while it's recording. It has to stop feedback. So I don't use CDs very often because I can't hear how loud they are. And anyways. So, what was I talking about? It was something really cool. Oh, okay, I work. I'm a courier. Alright? I work for Loomis Courier. I drive downtown Vancouver. I live in Langley, which is much nicer. Okay. This is just a little pet peeve I have. No one ever fucking talks in MP3 Spy. Yeah, they do. Actually, we're talking to lots of people today. What happens is a lot of people use MP3 Spy to listen, and then they minimize it or whatever, right? So they just don't see you communicating with them. Okay. Yeah, my sound card is not full duplex, which is lame. Thanks, man. Although, no, it's not just that. Because if I'm not recording, if I can play... Oh, no, you're right. That is the problem, I guess. If it's... okay, never mind. Okay. All right. At work. I'm a carrier. I won't say that again. People ask me, I'll be delivering a package. I got my little scanner, and I got to type in their name, right? So I'll be like, okay, they sign. I'll be like, okay, your first name? And they'll say, yes. Like, what kind of answer is that? If somebody asks you your first name, would you ever say yes? they're saying it, yeah, that's my first name that I wrote down. What are you, an idiot? Okay, that's kind of funny, I think, actually. I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. For the longest time, I'd be asking people, your first name? And they'd go, yes. I guess they wrote it down on the scanner or whatever, right? Okay, so... The other thing is, people, you'll get some doctor or whatever, and they're like fucking, they got like a rod up their ass. They're really arrogant. Not all of them, but some of them, right? Or whatever, just whatever they're doing. So you walk in, and you ask them to sign it, and then you ask them their name, and they look at you like you're an idiot, because, and then they say their name, and they say it's, or they don't say anything, they just go, well, it's on the door. Like, they're sitting in the secretary's chair, which normally has a secretary. What do I just read your mind and know that you happen to be Mr. fucking doctor guy? No, you fucking idiot. There's like three names on the door. I'm supposed to know that you're Susan... Suck it, bitch. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. I don't get it. It's just... People are just crazy. They give you an arrogant look, and really it just shows how ignorant they are. Stupid shits. Okay, here's the deal. I have a little bit more I could talk about, but I'm going to play some music instead because I have another break coming up. And when I come back, it'll just be enough time to say bye and give you to Sumerian, who is supposed to have his show coming up in 10 minutes' time. So I'm playing some music now. I'm still going to be on the MP3 Spy and IRC, so if you guys want to say something to me, then go right ahead. Feel free to send me any WAV or MP3 files about your rants, what you want to say. They will get played. I mean, if it's really stupid, there might be a comment about how stupid we think you are, but you will get played. Anyways, you can send them to dpollen@home.com, or you can send them to Samirian, the station manager. Also, everyone out there, if you haven't checked it out yet, check out our webpage at www.rantradio.com. I'm pretty sure it's not up yet, but there's going to be DJ profiles. Astronomy. I haven't listened to the astronomy thing, but I'm going to play that before I play the rest. So I'm going to look for that right now. I got an astronomy tip. Sorry, Dean, I'm not going to be able to listen to it first, but where is it? Oh, I know. Okay, entertainment and astronomy. Okay, here's the little tip from astronomy. And after this, I'm going to be playing some music. Groove.
Well, here's a little update for you. In the stars tonight, we've got Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. Mars won't raise until late in the night. Just in case any of you are amateur astronomers, it's a pretty good time to go out there and check it all out.
Well, you know, I would listen, but I have to get out really early.
I want to listen, but my modem is just too slow.
As soon as I get enough money, I can go on the internet, and I listen right away.
I'll be flipping through the channels, and then I look everywhere in the TV guide, but it's just not there!
What the hell? What's your excuse? Now at 9 p.m. Sunday nights on Rant Radio. At 20 kilobits per second, anyone can listen when you bet you complain.
Thank you.
Dude, I really hope you're not skipping your show again, because I've got like 14 people listening, and well, only two of them are mirrors. So, join up, man. Fuck, where are you? You bastard, get over here. Look. Oh, no. It's not 14. It's 15 now. 14 on the one server. Hell, we might even be top 10. So, what the fuck, where are you? You're pissing me off. I might have to start talking tomorrow. Not that I'd get that up, not that I'd bitch about that, but I don't have much else to say, so hurry up home, alright? Not that you're gonna hear this till you get. Bye.
Thank you. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to see if Sumerian is back. His computer says away now and not available. So I'm gonna phone him right now. Just a little bit of advance on what's gonna happen next week, Sunday at 9. I'm gonna have a little bit of talking about what is it? Politically correct idea of everyone. The politically correct idea of using handicapped instead of, you know. He's not home yet, so looks like his show's not going to be on. And I don't think you guys are going to like my music. I'm really pissed off because there's a fair amount of people listening right now, and I'm sure you guys are all here to listen to Sumerian's show. He plays some good music, talks some good talk, and this is the second week in a row where he's failed. Anyways, also I'm going to talk about residential customers and how frustrating it is for me as a courier to have to deal with delivering to residences, you know? Yeah, I'm sure you care. I guess what I'm going to do now is play some more music. How about that? Keep you guys busy. What? Hey, you guys want to hear... you want to hear the 12 Monkeys WAV file? Yeah. Wait, I got one more rant for you. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. It is Stormtroopers versus Ewoks. Here you go.
Alright, I'm going to have to say something about this constant smashing and bashing of Return of the Jedi and the bit where the Stormtroopers are battling it out with the Ewoks. Alright, the Ewoks... say something about this constant smashing and bashing of Return of the Jedi and the bit where the Stormtroopers are battling it out with the Ewoks. Alright. The Ewoks do not kick the Stormtroopers' ass. That's just a bunch of bullshit. They surprise them, but, you know, they take a couple of them out, and then what happens? They start getting their asses stomped by the Stormtroopers. Watch the movie, alright? I'm sick of hearing people talk about this. All over here, they sold out, little fuzzy teddy bears killing Stormtroopers. Yeah, they're elite troops, the Stormtroopers. No, the Ewok did not defeat them. All they did was distract them while the rebels got into the base and blew things up. That's what happened. In fact, the Ewoks started to get their shit kicked out of them. They weren't killing the Stormtroopers. They hit a few of them and then ran for their lives. That's the meaning. And then, when the Star Destroyer got destroyed, the rebels sent down reinforcements to wipe out all those Stormtroopers. It wasn't that many of them, it was just one reason. But, you know, screw you. You guys, you just shut up and put me in questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supposed to be on 40 minutes ago, you dink. So you just decided to ditch your listeners? I had 15 people, man. No, not 15. I had like 16 people. I had people on my server, plus I had 3 on mine, plus 15 on yours. And they started listening just after I stopped, or just right near the end of my talking. I've got a guy talking to me right now. He has a T3, and he wants to DJ. Yeah. I told him to talk to you about it. No, I told him the webpage. Hey, join my chat. I'm chatting with him right now. How do you do that? How do I get you to join it? Probably just ignore them and join it. I canceled that one by mistake because I was pressing enter, and that ICQ does that all the time. It comes up, gives you cancel, and if you press enter, because what you're doing was right to press enter. Anyways. What's that? How do I do that? Just click on you and put, say, join session. Yeah, there we go. Okay. He's not here at this point. He's not here right now. Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Because I have the chat, right? Okay. Thank you. Hey, at long last, Sumerian is back, so he's going to start playing some tunes for you and talking to you and whatever. And he wants me to remind to tell the listeners the usual about reconnecting. Okay, I'm sure you guys are all really smart, you know. All you have to do is press play if you get disconnected. Just press play again, and you will get disconnected when I ditch it. So just press play again and keep pressing it till he pops back up. He won't be long. He's quick. He's funky. He's groovy. So without further ado, here you go, Sumerian!